given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Good afternoon or good morning to everyone here. Hello, I'm Lisa Berry and I have my lovely co-host,
Noemi Grace.
Noemi, you know, we are exploring the inner gift of expansion today, and I thought this was a great, it just happened to happen this way. This morning, I was listening to another podcast, because I think podcasts are great, and they said they were going to unpack something, and I usually say, let's unwrap something or unfold it, and I really liked that they said unpack, because I was like, that's what we do with a gift or a box. And a lot of us are receiving deliveries now because we're not out shopping. So I thought, that's so neat. Let's unpack the inner gift of expansion today.
Yeah, we got the bow from before and now we've got the box for unpacking.
That's so nice. I'm glad you said that. Well, before we dive into this, I would love for you to share, I'm putting you on the spot here. I like this. As a psychotherapist, because you are a channeler, yes, and that's why we're here and we're doing this, but you are bringing your psychotherapy experience and specialty here as well. And you've been doing a lot of the sessions now, Skype and over the phone and everything. And are you finding new ways, or how does it feel different to explore somebody's expansion as they come to you and look for this peace, clarity, and all those things, different when you're just, you know, not face to face?
Well, I have been doing phone work for a long time, and then with soul healing clients, and I've been doing it over Zoom for the last year or so. So for me, when I apprenticed with the medicine woman for 11 years, it was every week on the phone. So for me, I'm very comfortable on the phone. So for my part of it is very, I've become very good at feeling somebody over the phone. So I can feel where they're at. And so not distracted by what they're wearing or for me, it's very comfortable. And for some people, it's a little awkward. And some people want the video. Some people don't, you know. Some people, you know, want to be able to be in their pajamas. And they feel like if they did video, they couldn't. And I'm like, fine.
That's
with
me.
It. But, you know, so exactly. Well, and so it does, you know, it's for me personally, there's no difference. I mean, certainly the quality, not necessarily the quality, but the subject matter, the where people are at emotionally and spiritually has been changing so much. There's so much anxiety. It can be almost like this overwhelming force sometimes. It's very palpable. And it's been a constant bringing myself back to center, to that stillness within, because, you know, I too have been like, oh, let's see the numbers for the day and all of that, and getting caught up in it. And,
well, that's exactly, yeah, why I was asking, because everybody is now having to, how can we, like we are, as it is, it's the inner gift of expansion, but knowing that we can still explore, like you do this all day, every day, and you have been doing it. So it really can be done. And I want people to really hear that positive message from you to say, yes, just learn how to feel it more. And that's the inner gift of expansion, is stepping into, yes, a more gentle reality, but feeling the connection with people, so that they really don't have to keep focusing on, well, I can't be with you physically. Like, no, you're with them. You're feeling them.
Well, yeah. And I had a conversation with a client yesterday who is an empath, and she was feeling somewhat limited in her gift by not seeing people face to face. And I was encouraging her that
Yes.
Hey, that's the, you know, there's another level of this. There's another depth of this, of really being able to feel that person wherever they are. They could be on the other side of the world, to feel them and to still have that compassion and connection. And so for all of us going inward, we're so externally focused as a society, looking to other people to validate, to affirm, to meet their needs, to take care of them. So we've been so programmed to look outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And now for many people who are sheltering alone, who live by themselves, it's like the only place to look is within. Sure, you could be on social media or you could be distracting on Netflix, but there's certainly a lot more time and space for going within. And really, yes. That is what this time is really about for each one of us, is to go within, to find that deep place within us, mm-hmm. where we can be at peace and we can see ourselves for who we are, because we are not who we think we are. We're so much more amazing, amazing, amazing. And this is true for everyone. So if you're listening and you go, well, but I whatever, no, you are amazing, because we all are. We're all children of Source. We're all children of God, the universe, divine, however you want to call it. And so there is a perfection in each one of us, and there is love within each one of us, and there is uniqueness.
And a beautiful time to explore yourself, but also in others. And this is a weird thing to relate to, but I used to always, not always, sorry, I have, and I really enjoyed long distance relationships, dating, because I really got to know somebody before just having their presence around and being physically in the space. And so I feel like, what a great opportunity for other people to really find out, what are the questions to ask? What would they like to know about somebody else as they get to know them, and not just like all the distractions of the outside and the physical. And that turns it in, like you and I admit, we're talking about how some people are really feeling resentment and like they're being punished, but it is a gift. It really is a gift to not just look in ourselves, but to see that in others. And I know personally, there have been relationships that have gone to another level, and sometimes not the most easiest of ways either. At first, you think, oh, this is uncomfortable, and we're going to be talking about uncomfortableness today. And we made up that word, right? Uncomfortableness, or no?
I think so. I think the divine made it up. So.
You have something to read, and I would love for you to share what the message that's coming to us pre-show today.
Sure. So this morning I'm laying in bed, knowing that, you know, we have our wonderful, beautiful access to angels and grace today. And I just said, good morning, divine. I always greet Source in the morning. And I said, what would you like to tell people today? And then, so I was planning to hang out in bed for a while, but then all of this came, and I had to get up and get my notebook and pen and write it down. And it is so beautiful what I received today. And I just want to share it, because it's so much hope and love and peace in this place of message from the divine. So I call this shelter in the place of peace. I give every message a name. So here's the message. Here's the answer to my question. What would you like to share today? Mm-hmm. There is a place of peace inside you, a place of shelter. Many of you have been told to shelter in place, but what is the place in which you are sheltering? Is it in the anxious mind, which cannot stop and find peace? Is it in the worry of consumption of news, gossip, and comfort food? Is it in the uncomfortableness of not knowing, or the fear of the unknown and perceived loss of control of your lives? You never did have control of your lives, yet you always have control of yourself and how you ride through life. Do you ride through life in the back seat, letting life drag you where it may? Or do you throw life out of the driver's seat and try to control your destiny? Your destiny is not within your control, but it is within your ability to choose your highest attitude, to choose your highest response, your highest calling. And we are calling all of you to return home to the place of peace within you and to the connection with us, your divine source, who have never left you, never abandoned you. We are always here for you, and we await you in the still place and the silence of your heart mind, the place in you where your heart and mind are one, where you have never lost your connection to us. We await you in the still place inside you. Will you shelter there and join us and let peace reign in your life? This is the way to control your life. Let peace reign and let us into your hearts and minds and live from this place. We have much more to say about this, but for this moment, we are complete. Namaste.
That was quite a message for asking a simple question like, what would you like to share today?
Well, it's a simple question, but there's always depth there with the divine. I mean, there's no shallowness, you know.
Oh, that's a good title. Depth with the divine. Ooh, I like that. But that actually gave a good, you're leading, actually. I feel like you're giving us an example of, that's where we begin. We begin just with asking the question, what would I like to share today? What is the inside of me feeling? And having that, I love that it's that divine shared that return home, because it's exactly where everybody is right now.
I hadn't even considered that, but yes, but yeah, to our real home, you know?
Yes, yeah. To our real home. And it's giving us this opportunity, yes, for inner expansion too. And I feel like we've been given like step one, you know, just ask the question, and that's what Access to Angel Grace is actually all about. And when you start your sessions in psychotherapy practice, or even when you do your soul healing, you have a better name for it than I just said that.
Healing. Yes.
Soul healing. It is soul healing. I thought I was going to make it more difficult. But when you do, you begin with a question, or do they begin with a question?
Oh yes, but it's so general. No, it's. How are you? How is the week? What would you like? You know, what's present for you? What's stirring up? What's happening in your life? You know, there's this general opening question of like, basically, what would you like to say?
Yes. So, yes. Exactly. Yeah.
And so, yes, there is a question, and that kind of question, the general question, whether we're talking to a person or we're talking to the divine, allows for the other person to say what they really want, because it's not like such a limited question about, so how was your kid today? You know, and maybe today they're not wanting to talk about their teenage child. Maybe they're wanting to talk about something else, you know? So, so it's that willingness to just ask that general question so you can really connect with somebody where they're at instead of you know, assuming something. And I've done that in sessions of like, oh, so, you know, they had a job interview, I knew something, oh, how did it go, oh, well, I don't even want to talk about that because this other big thing happened. So, and that's, yes, like, okay, great, you know. So it's about being present.
Yes, and we were going to talk about present. And I just have to say, you use the word limited. Don't ask such limited questions sometimes. And going general or expansion, expansiveness, that's maybe where we can even begin. I feel like we're getting like little tips, step one, step two today. Ask a question, ask an expansive question, not a limited question, and then be present.
Be present. And that's, you know, this time really is about us learning to be present. We are so focused on stuff that is not in the present moment. Of what are you going to do this weekend? Well, we're all going to sit home and do something at home. But what are we going to do this weekend? What are we going to do then? What are we going to watch on TV? What are we going to cook? What are we, you know, we'll cook what we ever have at home now. I mean, so there's all these things that we're focused on the future and not in the present. And so a lot of time we have this planning, which is focused on future, which of course we need, yes, but not at the expense of the present. And then we have the inner self-talk, the chat, this dialogue that's focused on the past. You know, like, I can't believe they said this to me, or what was I thinking? What did I do? I really screwed that one up. You know, all of that lovely limiting dialogue. And so in the present, there is that stillness, that place of peace within you. The place of shelter only lives in the present. There isn't a place of shelter that you can access through the past or through the future.
There isn't. Oh, say that again. There is not.
There isn't a place of shelter that you can access from the past, right? Like being in the past in your mind, or from the future, which we can never be in. We can only be in this projection of the future, you know, this kind of construct of the future that we make in our mind that's never going to be the future. Like, who made this construct of the future that we're living in right now? None of us made that one in our mind.
Yeah.
And here it is.
Yes, I love that. So shelter, as we're seeking it, as we're in it, as we're being grateful for it. I know we're going to shove off to commercials, I know, but I think that's where I would love, I really feel a lot there about talking about finding that shelter in the present. What does that look like? What does the divine have to could share with
that
us
sounds
about?
Great.
Yeah, presence and shelter. So everybody, please come back and join us as we continue with Access to Angels and Grace with Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry, in just a moment as we explore finding shelter in the present. Thank you, everybody.
Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The universe is eager to help you and give you clarity. You only need to be willing to ask your burning question and listen to the answer Source wants you to have. As a channeler of divine messages, I take your questions directly to the divine and hear what Source is longing to tell you. I'm Noemi Grace, and my co-host Lisa Berry and I welcome you to join us as a listener or caller on Access to Angels and Grace, 2 Wednesdays a month. Call in, ask your most burning questions, hear the divine's exact words giving you guidance and clarity. Access to Angels and Grace, where messages of joy await you.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I just love that music, Noemi. I can listen to it all day long on loop.
I do. I always listen at the end when the music plays. I always stay off for a few more seconds just to get that music. And that was such a fun experience choosing that music. I thought, well, this might take hours, but
yeah, you found it. Yeah, you were so connected.
Yeah,
that was beautiful.
But I said, what kind of music do you like? And we had common music, and I looked for that.
Harps and
yeah, so.
Woodwinds. Actually, that brings a great thing as we're talking about being present. Music has really, I mean, music is in everybody's life, but people are using music differently now to come together. Families are, I'm watching the funniest videos of, you know, families doing TikTok challenges and just my friend doing house concerts, like so many views. And I got to do a shout out to Eric Lambier. He did a fabulous job, and his girlfriend Natalie for just being an awesome energetic team there. And that's, when we listen to music, because we can, I drift a little bit. I'm listening to it and I'm in my head, I guess, my heart. Am I present when I'm listening to music? Or am I daydreaming? Or am I in a hypnotic state? What's going on then when we're listening to music?
Well, and what's to say that you can't be in all of those at the same time? You know, in meditation, when we meditate, we move into the present moment. And we step out of the mind into that place of no mind, and we are in the present moment. But some people are in a trance. Some people, when my husband meditates, he goes to what he calls the zone, and he's like gone. If we're doing a mantra or listening to a guided meditation, he's gone. He's in this zone.
He's
place.
Sleeping. That, you know. No, I'm joking.
He's been accused of sleeping in our spiritual community meetings. Yeah, where one of our friends says, and some people sleep, and he says, and who would that be? You know, because he likes to sleep. So, but you know, that is, yeah, being in the present. You can be in the present, like the tightrope walker, completely present. And aware of every nuance, every feeling, every step, every just the air, everything. I mean, aware of the breath, everything. Or you can be in the present by sitting and allowing yourself to drift into a deeper stillness and a deeper place. And music can take you there. I mean, there was a time in my life where I was doing a lot of baths for cleansing, and I would listen to some really like really deep chanting music or certain really, you know, like either Om, not Om, but either Sanskrit chants or some other deep music, and I would drift into someplace, and when I got out of there, not only was my skin all wrinkly and everything, but I was, because I was gone for the water got really cold and I was starting to shiver, and I come out of there and I'm like, oh, you know. And so, yeah, being in the present moment, that doesn't mean you have to have a certain presentation. It is about, it's really being in that space of no mind. It is in that place where your mind is not controlling your life. Your mind is not chattering. Oh, you're in that stillness. It is that place of peace, that place of shelter within you. That's being in the present.
I love that. Well, I was feeling that the question that should be asking or could be asking from Source is, and oh, they're being fun today. I got the three A letters.
Okay.
I love the letter A with you. Is when it comes to the present, how can we all access it, or just talk in general about accessing it, being aware of the presence and anchoring. Or should we? Maybe we shouldn't. I don't. But just got those A's: access, awareness, and anchoring to the present.
I'm writing them down.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So if you're listening for the first time, just take a few seconds to go within. To really sharpen, hone in the connection to Source, to the Divine. And then I'll greet the Divine in a couple seconds and they will start to speak. Hello, Divine. So happy to be here with you. Thank you so much for that message this morning. What a beautiful answer to my question. And grateful to receive any other answers you have. And Lisa got 3 A's from you. How can we access? And then she got awareness and anchoring to the present. And so whatever you can say to help us really access that presence, to raise our awareness, and whatever you have to say about anchoring, I'm listening and receptive and grateful. We are grateful for this time, for this opportunity to speak on this important topic, because this time that you are all going through is about present moment awareness. It is about being aware of where you are. What are you consuming, and what is consuming you, if anything? And if you can say, nothing is consuming me, maybe you're consuming a meal, or maybe you're in stillness, but what is consuming you? What are you consuming? It is a time to be present and understand and see the present moment for what it is. It is your access point to infinity. It is the inner expansion that expands out, ripples out to infinity. It is all there ever is. But you have constructed as a species so much around that and built all of this infrastructure to support your future, to revisit and revision your past. And you have created busyness beyond what is healthy for many of you. And in this time, many of you are not busy to the level that you're comfortable with. You feel not busy enough. And yet, that is a wonderful thing, because in that unbusyness, in that non-busyness, in that time of non-doing and non-running around and non-scurrying, and that time is an opening. It is an opening to the divine, is an opening to us, but it is also an opening to the truth of who you are, to your true self, to your inner being, to who you really are. You are living in the world as not the truth of who you are, because that is what you have learned from others who are also living in the world as not the truth of who they are. It is time to access that truth, and that truth only lives in presence. As we have told Noemi Grace before, presence is composed of present plus essence. It is being fully present in the moment, in the essence of who you are, which is not your ego. It is never your ego. It is some thing and some place and someone so much deeper than that. And in this place of essence, you are present to the moment and to yourself. And you cannot be present to the moment if you are not willing to be present to yourself. And many of you avoid opportunities to be present to yourself. You avoid yourself. You busy yourself. You run from yourself. And yet, in that running, you run from the truth of who you are. And you run from the best friend you could ever have, which is your true self, the truth of who you are. And you run from the experience of some things so much more uplifting and expansive than you can have by living not as the truth of who you are, by living as something else that you have learned to be and you have learned to believe is you when it is not. Be willing to be with yourself. Be willing to be in the space where you are and where we are. When you are truly yourself, you are in your truest connection to us. When you are something else, a mask that you are wearing, a persona that you're personifying, if you are something else and somewhere else than yourself living, which lives deep inside you, then it is much harder to access not only yourself, but the present moment and your connection to us. Those three reside in conjunctly within yourself, in that still place that Noemi Grace read about this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever it is in your time zone, that this place, this place of stillness, the place of shelter. In that shelter place, in that still place is the truth of who you are. And in that still place is the truth of who we are. And in that still place is everything. Everything can be sourced in that still place, and you can change your life by going into that still place and living there. And without struggling, without striving, you can change everything in your life from that place. And so the awareness is the awareness of yourself, learning who you are. And you cannot do that if you're running around and being someone you are not. So taking the opportunity to be still, to be silent, to go within, to be silent within you. You may find that listening to music or a guided meditation takes you to that silent place. So we're not saying that you must sit in a silent room, but you must learn to be silent within. Give yourself the breath of life, which lives in silence. Just take a breather from all of the noise and mental chatter going on in your lives. Take a moment, take a breath in the stillness. Anchor yourself there. Envision that, experience that, and anchor yourself there. Create an anchor. The anchor is an access point, something you can bring into your memory, into your mind, and access an experience through that. Some of you are aware of NLP. NLP uses anchors, many different kinds of anchors. Noemi Grace does not practice NLP, but she's aware of it. And we want you to be able to anchor that. Bring back the essence of that experience. Bring yourself into the essence of the experience of stillness and silence and accessing the truth of who you are and the truth of who we are. And in that place, there is only peace. There is only love. We are complete in this moment. Namaste. And I'm hearing Karen Drucker, There Is Only Love, and I am not going to try to sing it on radio, so, but there is only love, there is only love, there is only peace, there is only peace.
I did, my ears perked up when I heard the word scurrying, because I just think it's cute, makes me think of a little mouse, but yes. That is so true, that when we are unbusy, non-doing, constantly non-scurrying, then we can stop that busy to be able to be ourselves. And I love that you said that you messaged that channel through, is that the anchor is actually an access point. And that's a great visualization for people, I think, to imagine. Like, I know you said NLP, but and also visualization, because it gives us something to. Like, everybody stopped doing so many things that sometimes they just don't know what to do. That's why they're just doing, you know, what we're led to do. But the inner being is wanting to lead us to something that's like of an anchor. So if we can visualize an anchor and that being the access point.
Yeah. And I've been using an anchor without realizing it. Just before this whole situation that we find ourselves in, I was in the Andes in Ecuador. And the beauty of that place, the Intag Valley, the beauty, and the beauty of the people that were so warm and welcoming and so authentic, all of that beauty. And just, I have some pictures that I took, which are etched in my mind and heart. And I just bring up this picture of this castle place that we stayed in the Intag Valley, and the picture I climbed up to the ridge above it, and could see the whole valley and the river, the Apuela River, and just bring that image up when I am scurrying and frazzled. And they use that word for me because there are some uninvited guests in my house, and I have not been happy about it. And so I was like, are you kidding me? But anyway, I bring that vision up, that image up, and the whole feeling of what it was like to be in that high altitude with that beauty just fills me with such peace. And that is, I've anchored that. I believe that is an anchor. And I've anchored that image. And that image brings in all of the feeling and it brings me into peace.
That is absolutely beautiful, and thank you for sharing that just with everyone. And even right now, as you mentioned about being up in the mountains, I'm the details, I'm filling them in, like the air is thinner and fresher and easy. Well, I don't know actually, but mm-hmm. That would be a fun exercise or activity for everybody to do with their families and ask them, what is your image or vision or anchor? What are you holding in your mind's eye from your heart that really takes you away? That wouldn't be present then. Yes, it is. Yes, it can be.
Yes. I am really present when I'm in that place. And it takes you into stillness. What is your still place? What is that quiet place, that peaceful place?
Yes. That's a great question for people to get to know somebody else's inner expanse of being as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Not only yours, but that's a great question. Talk about an icebreaker question, you know. What is that? Your still place. What is that?
I'm just laughing. I'm going to a mixer and going, oh, hi, I'm Lisa Berry. Now, what is your still place? I just love that you agree. Whoa, here we go. We're getting to know each other.
Well, and going to a mixer, that's also like you can anchor that because we're not mixing externally right now.
Right. Yes. An internal mixer. Oh, that's funny. Well, everybody, on that joyful note, let's slip off into commercial and then we'll come back and we'll explore more about this expansion of inner being, inner peace, inner love, inner beauty. I just love this. Thank you, Noemi. We'll be right back, everyone.
You're welcome.
Radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Just hearing a question coming on through to my little heart brain there.
Oh. Heart brain. Yeah, they talked about the heart mind, right? The union, where the place where the heart and mind are one.
Oh,
so, yeah.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
That was in the reading earlier.
You know what? That's one thing I didn't catch.
Oh, yes.
I clearly did catch it.
We are always here for you, and we await you in the still place in the silence of your heart mind, the place in you where heart and mind are one. And where you have never lost your connection to us.
Oh, I love that. And I love that I said that. I'm so glad I listened. See, still listening.
So you listened. You might not remember that you listened, but you listened. That's great.
Yes. But, present moment. Well, what I was hearing was because of one. I love, I know most people don't like commercials. I love commercials. I think that every commercial is so special and unique and for a purpose they're trying to capture, going off on commercials here, in 30 to 40 seconds, they're delivering a message to you and capturing your interest if that's, you know, something to you. And the word change really, I wish I remember the show now, but it was, she talked about, you know, accessing the consciousness and change. And so right now people are uncomfortable because of change, and they're resisting change, and they're thinking in the future about what this change will look like. I mean, and this is every day of our lives. This is not just for now. This is a timeless show, everyone. And, but I, the question that was just coming through there was, we can change the uncomfortableness when we see it or feel it, by using the present moment. But the question that was kind of coming through was, how can we use the present? Oh, are you still there? Am I still here? Yeah. Use the present moment to change something about the uncomfortableness? I don't quite have the word there, but it's about changing the uncomfortableness and using presence.
Yes, because you're not changing what is, but you can change yourself. So and be, you know, this uncomfortableness is so, I think, strong right now, because so many of us, and I was for many years this way, uncomfortable being alone. And you know, could, if I had to, back in the day when we used to go to the mall, long time ago, you know, had to drag somebody with me. It couldn't be, what if I'm seen alone by myself shopping? And I eventually got to the point where I preferred to go by myself shopping. I didn't have to wait for someone or have them wait for me, you know. So, but yeah, that uncomfortableness, part of that is uncomfortable being alone, uncomfortable being with ourselves, and sometimes uncomfortable being with family members.
Oh, yes. Yes. Or for that length, you know, you can take people in small doses and you think, oh boy, we're hitting that threshold.
Well, yes. Yeah, exactly. And the lack of control. Ooh. We don't get to decide when it is. It's not like, oh, we're renting a cabin in the middle of nowhere and we're going to be there for a week. And we have decided, you know, that we're going to do this. And then we're coming back to civilization. We've lost our ability to decide all of that right now.
Yes,
and sure, you could decide it, but, you know, we go against what we were asked to do. But if those of us are going to, you know, recognize the benefit to follow those orders that we're given right now, you know, we don't have control.
I have the question. I got it.
Okay, she has the question, folks.
Ah, yes. How can we change the uncomfortableness without having control? External control.
Yeah, oh, well, that's a good action. That's a good addition.
Yeah. That makes that possible.
Oh. Okay, so how can we change the uncomfortableness without having external control, without,
yes,
you know, without being, we can't restore that necessarily, so how can we change that uncomfortableness? Mm-hmm. Oh, I can feel something percolating. So, time to go within. I'm going to my still place within and to listen. To listen and receive and share. What a great question from Lisa Divine. How can we change the uncomfortableness without having external control? Because we don't have that. And yet so many are really uncomfortable with their everyday existence now. We love this question because it offers us an insight into where you are. Of course, we understand where you are, but it offers us the opportunity to give you a view into where you are and to have you then open that view to a bigger view. And so, why is there so much uncomfortableness? You are uncomfortable in which you cannot control. You are uncomfortable in the fear of that which you have taken on as fearful and loathsome. You are uncomfortable being with people. You are uncomfortable being without people, being alone. There is so much uncomfortableness in the present moment. And yet, within that present moment, within that presence, within that place of uncomfort is a gift. Every uncomfortable experience offers you the gift of expansion. And we will bring this back to the theme of expansion, and offers you that gift to expand within. And as you expand, you become less uncomfortable. Your comfort zone grows. Right now, you are out of your comfort zone. You are in the place of discomfort and what we called uncomfortableness. And you are in that place. And that place is a place you don't want to be. And yet you find yourself there. And you cannot change what is there. But you can change the uncomfortableness when you surrender to what is. When you stop resisting what is. There is great resistance going on. Resisting staying home, resisting having to be alone, resisting having to be with others, resisting the virus, resisting the impact of the virus, resisting the fear, even resisting the fear. So much resistance is occupying your being, and that resistance is deepening the uncomfortableness. It is deepening the discomfort that you feel. Letting go of that, because that adds no value whatsoever to where you are. All of that that is keeping you amped up, revved up, uncomfortable, unable to find peace, only worsens the situation in which you find yourself, only worsens your condition. It only makes things more painful. So surrender. And we know this is a big word and an unpopular word, surrender. What that means is to let go of the resistance. Stop resisting it. Choose to stop resisting it. Choose to let go of that resistance. In this moment, for today, I will, for this moment even, if today seems too big, I will let go of the resistance to this situation. And I will look for the gift in this uncomfortable place. Because in every uncomfortable place is the gift of expansion. And when you expand, you discover something amazing, beautiful, precious, precious inside you. You are all so precious to us. There is so much preciousness within you. You will discover how truly amazing, amazing you are when you surrender the resistance, when you choose to put it aside for a moment. For an afternoon, and even for a day. In this time, this is a gift that is here for you. This time may not feel like a gift, but in this time of uncomfortableness is a gift. You may seek the gift, or you may remain with the uncomfortableness, resisting it, rejecting it, pushing against it as if you could change it, which you cannot change. It is like pushing the mountain and expecting it to move an inch. It will not. You cannot move this mountain of what is happening on your planet now. But you can move yourself into a deeper place, into a place of peace, into a place of surrendered joy even. Can you find joy in this? Joy lives inside of you no matter what is happening, because joy is our expression and our essence is in within you, and therefore our expression is there too. And joy is how we express who we are, and joy is how you express who you are, and that joy is there in the surrendered place, in the still place, and letting go of the resistance to what is. And learning to trust is helpful, and you cannot trust in that place where your mind is racing, where there is no quiet, where there is no stillness, where there is no shelter. Learning to retreat and return to the place of shelter, to the place of stillness, will allow you to develop the trust within you, the trust of us, And when you can trust us and you become deeply connected to us, you can trust yourself even more. And so it is in this uncomfortableness that there is a gift, recognizing that. And what keeps you from the gift is your resistance to what is. It is your resistance to what you're being told to do, your resistance to what you see on the news. It is your resistance to what is going on in the world that you cannot control. And resisting it only makes you miserable and fearful. Let it go so you can move into the sheltered place and find your essence and peace there, and find us waiting for you with open arms. We love you so much. We are complete. Namaste.
It kind of threaded everything together, which was so beautiful, with shelter and expansion and gifts. And really what it was, the major theme was the uncomfortableness or discomfort offers the gift of expansion.
Yes. And that the resistance to all of that uncomfortableness, the resistance to what's going on and what we have to be doing and all of that, how that prevents us from accessing the gift.
Yes, and I believe there, I hope I wrote this right, so much resistance is occupying our thought. I wrote down our, is occupying our fear, but I don't think that was right. So much resistance is occupying our moment, I think.
I don't remember. since I worked my words, but I do remember there was a thing. I remember the big themes of what I've channeled, but I don't remember the exact words sometimes. But it's definitely that we're in this place of resistance to what is, and that resistance is causing. I know they said something about being miserable. I remember they used that word of
miserable. Yes.
Yeah.
And that is right. You're right. And that's actually one of the nicest things that we could share with everybody right now is, as it was channeled, that we can't change what's the outside, what's going on, but we can change what's in the inside. And we've all heard that before. We know this, but it is one of the truest things that we could ever embrace. And as we embrace that, that will allow us to expand. If we are resisting and pushing that piece away, then we're not going to have the gift of changing that perception and presence to this opportunity. And I think that was the nicest thing, is just know that the control is on the outside, but the external control is gone, but the internal control is 100% there.
Yes, exactly. And that's also ties it, I think, to the reading, the message that I received this morning as well. So there is a gift here, and if we don't find it, we will be miserable. I mean, that's what I took away.
Yes. From it,
you know, because, you know, I certainly have found myself in miserable moments, yet, you know, there's in the shelter, I loved how they brought joy up, that you can have joy in this place. Oh, joy is there, the expression of the divine, of the essence of the divine, and the essence of the divine is within us. So the expression of that is joy, and the expression of our essence is joy. So I loved how they brought joy, because that's something I try to keep my awareness, because this whole journey with me starting to hear, to be able to channel the divine, started when I just stomped my feet on January 1st, 2015. And I was like, this year, I will reclaim my joy. I have no idea how, but I'm going to do it, you know, and I'm going to embrace what is. And so back in this reminder, here we are. I might, you know, another opportunity to embrace what is and reclaim my joy and claim it for all of us. And if we can transition, in this, become different, become the truth of who we are, right? Because they talked about earlier, I think, about being something we're not, that we've been taught to be something that we're not, being the truth of who we are. We can emerge from this place, from this cocoon where we're cocooning right now, and emerge as different, as more vibrant, more joyful, more alive.
And on that beautiful note, I would love to invite people, if you would love assistance and access to your joy, because it's in there, and you do need some help, then we would love to hear from you to help you. Noemi does private sessions, and we can also, you know, pop when we do our Facebook Live next Wednesday at 12 p.m. noon Eastern, or we do the show again in 2 weeks, 12 p.m. Eastern, we could be answering this. So please reach out to us, message us, Noemi Grace, it's Noemi Grace, or Lisa Berry, or just pop on Own Times Make a radio or magazine page, and just you can message us anywhere, and we'll be happy to assist you and help with access.
Yeah, with access. And just I wanted to mention too that I am being interviewed on Tuesday at 2 o'clock on Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy right here on Own Times Radio.
Let's post that. Okay, Tuesday, 6 days from now. Okay, perfect.
Yes, right after Tomas's show, I think. Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, guys, decide to transform and then be inspired. Linda Joy and Noemi Grace next Tuesday. Thanks, everybody, so much. And thank you, Noemi. This was beautiful.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Beautiful.
We'll see everybody next Wednesday. Facebook Live, everybody. Own Times Magazine. Woohoo. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.